Friday, January 27th, 1893, The Study of the Bible, Number 1, Elder S. N. Haskell. The Ministerial Institute convened in the Tabernacle at Battle Creek, Michigan, January 27 at 9:30 a.m. About 300 were present. There was a devotional exercise lasting half an hour, conducted by Elder I.D. Van Horn. Many earnest prayers were offered that the blessing of God might rest upon those attending the Institute, and that great good might be accomplished while they were together and when they should again be separated. The first lesson was given by Elder S. N. Haskell, subject, How to Study the Bible. Elder Haskell said, "When we study the Word of God, we should recognize it as the voice of God to us as individuals. We should not study it to find an argument to use against some other person. This would not be a right motive. God wants us to receive the Word of God for our own benefit, then He can use us for His work. God gave His Son for the world, and Christ takes us up and gives us to the world. We are liable to think that Christ's words applied to the disciples, those whom He directly addressed, but not to us. But the right position for each one of us to take is that God speaketh to me. Then we can get the benefit of the Word of God. The gospel of Christ contains all the salvation there is in the world. It embraces all the Bible. Every line of the Bible contains salvation. It was given to save us individually. This gospel was in Christ before the world began, and each of us can say the Bible was written for my especial benefit. The more closely we can study the Scriptures, the better the Spirit of God can help us to understand it. When we thus bring our minds to bear upon the Scripture, the better the Spirit of God can help us to gain its meaning, for our minds come into close contact with that Spirit which inspired the Word. Even what are considered the most uninteresting portions of the Bible may be made a blessing to us, for the same Spirit inspired it all. The gospel embraces the whole Bible, and there is nothing in the Bible but gospel. It is all gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is to be received as such by every heart. Those who receive it receive salvation." The speaker then referred to the gospel commission, reading Mark 16:15 and Matthew 28:19-20, which I will quote. Mark 16:15 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." We are to teach whatsoever He commanded. This takes in the whole Bible. Then anything found in the Bible is the gospel. The whole Bible was inspired by Christ. Luke 24:47 says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." God gives us the spirit of repentance. Repentance is embraced in the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. That power is in the Word of God. Then it is in the first chapter of Genesis. It is also present truth. If we ignore one part, we ignore the whole. Colossians 1:23-27 says, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Here, the terms gospel, word of God, and the mystery are used synonymously. It has been hidden, but was now made known. All summed up, the gospel is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Any expression that I may take as coming directly from God contains salvation. We may be saved without having an absolute knowledge of all the Word, but we must live up to all the light we have. One ray of light given us, if perfectly followed, will bring us to the fullness of the light of the gospel, for every word God has ever spoken contains salvation. This gospel, now revealed to us, always existed in Christ. Every being in the universe that is in harmony with God is so because of the gospel. Christ was the revelation of the perfection of God in humanity. And if we are not interested in every word that Christ has given us in his word, we are not interested in all of him. When we take it as the word of God, it is interesting and it is salvation. His words are spirit and life. They give life. It gives life to inanimate things. When God says to a man, "Live," he lives, even though he is dead. People often get infatuated reading works of fiction, but Satan cannot write a book so interesting as the Bible. The Bible is the most fascinating book in the world, and if it is not so to us, it is because we have not got hold of it. We can never be saved as long as any other book is more attractive to us than the Bible. The attraction is there, and we must educate ourselves to recognize it. Jesus Christ is there, and we ought to see him in his word. If we do not love his book, we do not love him. We read in 2 Timothy 1 verse 9 that this grace of Christ was given us before the world began and was seen in him before he came into the world. And every ray of light that ever came to any man, every conviction of right or wrong came from Christ. We read in 1 John 1 verse 1 that Christ is the word of life. In 1 Peter 1 verse 25, Christ the Word and the Gospel are all mentioned as the same thing. Job 14 verse 16 says, "For now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin?" Do you believe that God counts every step you take? Yes, he numbers my hairs, counts my steps, and he wants me to believe it. Not only does he count every step, but he knows the secret motive that led us to take those steps. Proverbs 5:21. In Proverbs 5, verse 21, it says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." Psalms 139, verses 1 through 5 says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me." Elder Haskell went on to say, "David made a personal thing of God's knowledge of his ways. We should make the same application to ourselves. Our only safety lies in taking every word of the Bible as something directly from God to our own souls." The end of Elder Haskell's sermon